Listener supported. WNYC Studios. Very last chance to run, 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 run. Don't look back, move it fast. I know a place, I've seen a face. I'll take the clothes from factory to factory. There are millions and millions of people.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Martha Wainwright has a distinctive catalog of original songs, but for the past year, she's been singing songs by two women who left a deep impression on her. One is the French chanteuse Edith Piaf, and in a moment we'll hear more about Martha Wainwright's live album of Piaf songs. The other is Martha's mother, the Canadian folk singer Kate McGarrigle, who died in January of this year. Martha's here to play a song that her mother recorded with her sister Anna McGarrigle, and Martha will be accompanied by her cousin, Anna's daughter, Lily Lankin, and her husband Brad Albetta at our piano, so it's a family affair. The song is Cheminant à la Ville. It's Martha Wainwright, live on Soundcheck.
Cheminant à la ville, mes nuits et mes deniers en poche, de mon village tranquille, une fourche mène à Rome, l'autre à la fosse. Et tout au long du parcours, je laisserai des traces pour mon retour. Cheminant à la ville, sans crainte que je ne m'éparpille, déjeuner en main, l'auberge n'entravera pas mon chemin. L'eau claire me suffira bien. Oh, de mon or, tu n'en auras point. Par aux embûches, marche lentement. Deux pieds à terre, mais le nez dans le vent. Du parfum des roses à l'attrait des ronces, la belle de la foule et son silence à ce chemin. Comme il a vieilli sous mes pas, j'en reconnais de ses mirages l'appel. Je dirigerai sans aucun détour vers le marché. Et à la fin de la journée, je suivrai les repères que j'ai semés.
That is Martha Wainwright, live on Soundcheck. Cheminant à la ville, with Brad Albetta at the piano, Lily Lankin on vocals as well. Martha, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
Your late mother, Kate McGarrigle, also had a large catalog of songs. What is it about this one that appeals
well,
to you?
Well, actually, that was sort of stressful because we've never really done that song before, the three
really?
Of us together. We worked it out this morning. I've sung it before. In the last few months, I've been on the road doing PF, and I added this song to the repertoire. What is it about this song? You know, I have to say, I could sing all of them, you know, but I guess this one, which was originally written in English as On My Way to Town, is, you know, it's kind of sad and intense. It describes her, you know, walking on her way to town and leaving stones behind her that she will then, you know, pick up again to find her way back home. And there's something that is very poetic and also about a journey and returning to somewhere. And so I think maybe it rings these days a little louder.
It was a Kate and Anna McGarrigle song. Your mom passed away early this year,
yeah.
Shortly after you had had
yeah,
little Arcangelo.
Little Arcangelo.
Now, let me ask, with Brad in here with you, who's yeah. outside watching Arcangelo?
I have no idea. Some sexy broad. I like them sexy. No, a good friend of ours, Kathleen Weldon, who's in a band with Lily, and they've been in New York with me, opening up for me for these PF shows. They're in a little band called the Mitten Strings. I just like to surround myself with talented musicians who also don't mind changing diapers. I appreciate that. But Kate died in late January when Arcangelo was meant to be born, but he came just over 2 months early.
Mm.
And so they had a chance to meet. And he was born when we were on the road in London, practically on stage. I'm sorry to say, but it was great that she was able to come over, and I think hopefully it eased any pain she might have felt at the end.
Kristen Hirsch was talking about the year she was 18, you know, the year
yes.
of her diary, and as like this huge momentous year, accident, depression, pregnancy, etc.
Yeah.
This year for you, you know, do you feel already that this has been, you know, kind of a pivotal year, losing your mom, becoming a mom?
Yeah, I think it has been, but I'm very lucky to be able to focus on the baby, and that keeps me very busy. And also, you know, singing these PF songs, which are so intense, it helps to put things into some perspective. You know, before Kate died and my life changed, you know, I was sort of singing those songs more sort of as a caricature, and I've noticed that since I've had my own experiences, they ring a little truer, unfortunately.
Well, there is a lot to mine in those Piaf songs, and we can talk about that and hear one of them in just a little bit. Before we take a quick break, though, you have a friend running in the New York City
yes,
Marathon.
Yes, I wanted to. I called your producer up a couple weeks ago because I wanted to try and find an outlet to talk about this. My friend Toby Harper is running at the New York City Marathon, raising money for the Kate McGarrigle Fund, and it's a cancer fund. My mother died of a very very unknown cancer called clear cell sarcoma. It's called the orphan cancer because not many people have it, and there's not a lot of money that's put into it, and it's quite an aggressive form of cancer. And so she, along with the hospitals that she was treated at McGill University in Montreal, she has a fund underneath their McGill University Health Center.
So it's under their aegis.
It's under aegis. Thank you very much. And of course, you know, I just want to also take 2 seconds to say how important she felt that national health care was to her and in her life. And so, you know, that it all ties in.
So Toby Harper is running the marathon to raise funds for the Kate McGarrigle Fund.
Yes, and anyone who wants to make a contribution, they just have to go to McGill University Health Center's website and type in Kate McGarrigle Fund, and all the money that you receive will be under the name of Toby Harper.
Okay.
That they receive, yeah.
We're speaking with Martha Wainwright, remembering her mother, Kate McGarrigle. Kate and Anna McGarrigle recorded this song called Tell My Sister, and when we come back, we'll have another live performance from Martha Wainwright, this time doing a song by Edith Piaf. That's coming up live in the Soundcheck studio. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with the singer-songwriter Martha Wainwright. Now, we heard Martha a moment ago performing a song recorded by her aunt, Anna McGarrigle, and her mom, Kate McGarrigle. Kate passed away earlier this year. Another singer who has dominated Martha Wainwright's set list lately is the French chanteuse Edith Piaf. Martha Wainwright's latest album is called Sans Fusil ni Soulier à Paris, Martha Wainwright's Piaf record. How badly did I mangle that title?
Not so bad. Sans fusil ni soulier à Paris. Without guns nor shoes in Paris.
Okay. Is that the name of a song?
It's a phrase in one of the songs. And I just thought the phrase was, I liked the phrase and I liked the image.
There are many great Piaf songs, including some that even people who may not know her name will recognize. Yeah. You know, they've sort of become part of our common currency, even in the English-speaking world. How did you choose the ones to cover on this record?
Well, we didn't sing the big ones.
Right.
You know, Hal Wilner produced this record with me. He's a really smart guy, and both of he and I are sort of attracted to B-side type songs, and we made a point of not doing, you know, Je ne regarde rien and Millard and La Vie en Rose, just because, you know, she does them so well, and you know, that's sort of the perfect versions of them. I didn't really want to bother. I also wanted to shed light on some of the lesser known things, because it's kind of, not only is this a tribute record to PF, it's also a tribute record to the songwriters and the songs and the era and sort of what she's talking about. So try and show a larger sort of palette of what really she accomplished, and because the poetry is pretty incredible, because she. Lots of different types of people wrote songs for her, from you know, poets and journalists and just people from the street. So it really varies, and I want to show that variety.
The song you're going to sing for us, Soudain un Valet?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, Soudain un Valet, I was really attracted to this song when Hal sent me over 200 songs, and I got really bored and tired of hearing Parisian type of French music, and so I was more interested in some of the other kind of more American sounding songs, and this was one of them, and I really enjoyed the song and making it and the lyrics, and then I realized after having recorded that in fact it was originally a song that was written in English called Suddenly There's a Valley, and it's absolutely terrible in English. I think Doris Day sang it, and it's really kind of goofy, kind of a Western style, but in French, I assure you, it's much more interesting.
Well, no need to assure us. You can show us. Here's Martha Wainwright with another live performance on Soundcheck.
Vous avez parcouru. S'offre à vous pour la paix profonde. Vous aviez dépensé vos rêves au hasard des bonheurs volés. Et soudain une vallée où la voix d'un ami s'élève, marchant sous un nuage, perdu dans votre nuit, tout seul au quart de voilée. soudain une vallée vous apprend que la vie commence. Le ciel tout grand s'éclaire d'amour et de bonté. Soleil pour la vie entière et pour l'éternité. Vous rêviez de bonheur immense, immense, sans espoir de jamais. Où l'espoir et l'amour commencent. Soudain, une vallée où l'espoir et l'amour sont nés.
A live performance from Martha Wainwright singing the song Soudain Une Vallée, associated with the great French chanteuse Edith Piaf. It's on Martha Wainwright's album of Piaf songs. Brad Albetta playing our piano. And Martha, a real pleasure to have you back in the Soundcheck studio. Thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations on the new arrival in the family.
Yes, thank you very much.
Martha Wainwright, my guest on Soundcheck.
Je crois bien que c'est le brin que je préfère.